Is your website pretty? Does it work right? Can people find it? If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, a man who paid me to not tell you he reads the dictionary in his spare time, but obviously didn't pay me enough. From Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Hey there, and welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast. I'm glad to be here with you today. Always am. I appreciate you tuning in. And on behalf of all the minds at Mind, thank you for tuning in today. We've got some really good information for you with regard to Google's star rating color scheme and what you really should be focused on. There was some new news about that today that I'll be covering, as well as some new information on YouTube and all the hubbub in the past week about the new import from Google Plus feature and the speculation that has resulted, which I briefly discussed in this week's blog post, but I'll be addressing in the second half of the show today. The big deal with that, with YouTube and the import from Google Plus feature, is that a lot of people are speculating that Google Plus is dying or may already be dead. I get so sick and tired of those extreme terms like, oh, it's dying, it's dead. It's evolving, people. And we'll talk about that a little more in the second half of today's show. But first, I saw an article today that is, it's just waking up the Irish. Frivolity drives me up the freaking wall. But it's a part of what we have to deal with in today's world of business and in the psychology of marketing. It's a matter of accepting it and learning how to navigate those proverbial waters. I mean, that's what causes a lot of the problems that we have in business today. I'm a firm believer, I've always been a firm believer, that 90% of the problems that we have in business today, be it online or be it traditional business models, 90% of the problems are communication. Now, the headline I'm referring to today, in a nutshell, it says Google is testing various and sundry colors for their star reviews in web and local search results. Now, I'm the picture of cynicism with this kind of stuff. I look at that and I think, hell, this is news. But the fact that Barry Schwartz wrote the article, Barry Schwartz is on Search Engine Land, Search Engine Roundtable, excellent, excellent resource of information. And when I saw this, I thought, well, I look at the color schemes as kind of frivolous. I know they work in color psychology. I know that our own Chad Rock would point that out to me because he deals in design. He understands color psychology probably better than anybody I know. And we've had discussions about it. So Google right now, when you look in your search results, and let me back up just a minute here. You can tell I'm just going all over the place here. This has really gotten my gears turning today reading that story. A couple weeks back, I was talking about how Yelp had taken issue with Google in their search results because they discovered that if you typed in a certain business name and included Yelp in your search keyword array, that Google's reviews were showing up above Yelp's reviews. Now, again, this is a matter of Google's reviews showing up number one and Yelp's reviews showing up number two. Some of you would look at that and think, well, not a big deal. You know, you're right up there. What's the problem? If you hear the squeaky brakes or any of the beeping in the background, that's my garbage man making his rounds outside. I would introduce you to him, but my microphone cable doesn't stretch that far. And I'm dead serious. I'd introduce you to him, but it won't stretch that far. Anyhow, the reason Yelp makes a big deal out of this is simply because if somebody types in the name of your business, if they type in Joe's Garage, yes, that is a Zappa reference, Joe's Garage, Yelp, then the first result logically should be a Yelp review or the Yelp forum where people can find reviews of your business. That's the way it should be. Yelp had a problem with the fact that when people typed in that kind of thing in their tests, that Google's reviews were showing up top. I'm cynical and I don't necessarily believe that that was a mistake, but Google corrected it so that now Yelp's reviews show up on top when people include Yelp in their keyword array. Now, the problem with this is there's intense competition there, and I'll name the three big ones: TripAdvisor, Yelp, and Google with their Google Places reviews and whatnot. I know there's a ton of others. There's Urban Spoon and there's a bunch of others too, but the three that come to mind with most people are the Google Places reviews, the Yelp reviews, and the TripAdvisor reviews. So we'll use those. Imagine somebody looking for your business and the top three results in the SERPs are from your Google reviews, your Yelp reviews, and your TripAdvisor reviews. Well, all three of those forums are competing. Yes, people are competing for your reviews. They all want people to review your business on their forum so they get more attention to their forum, because all of these forums are monetized in one way or another. There's a way that they benefit from this. They want this. And that's all well and good. That's business. But it's something you need to understand that is at the core of this. There's a reason that Google is looking at these colors. What are the two most recognizable, most attention-getting colors in advertising? Bright red and bright yellow. If you didn't know this before, or if you did know this and had trouble remembering it, just remember one word: McDonald's. They use those two colors to better effect than anybody else. Secondary there might be Coca-Cola, because they use a red that is very, very comparable to the McDonald's red. I don't know if it's identical, but it's close enough for rock and roll. They don't use yellow, but they've got the red going on there. Red is a major color there. There's a reason that Google is testing various and sundry colors for their star reviews in web and local search results. Different colors: gray, red, bright yellow stars, green clovers, blue diamonds, always after me, Lucky Charms. In the end, what do all these colors matter? All the colors should matter is color for the sake of noticeability. That's really all they should matter. Other than that, it would only serve to water down the impact of the reviews, you know, i.e., is that a green five-star review or a yellow five-star review? When we start giving our reviews too many tiers there, it gets to the point of being ridiculous and defeats the purpose. The reason I bring this up is so many of you, really so many of us, I got to include myself in this because you can tell I get worked up about it. We get up in arms about it. Take a chill pill. We can't control this. Focus on what you can control in your business, which is how you do business and how good of a job you do at what you do. Sometimes in the face of adversity, whatever adversity you face, you will feel like all you have is your own belief in what you do. Growing up reading Mad Magazine in the 70s and 80s and collecting issues from the 50s and 60s as well, I grew to really appreciate honest cynicism towards advertising and marketing. The sell the sizzle, not the steak concept I learned in Marketing 101 has been exploited to embarrassing ends, and we've all seen it, and it's still on display in front of us. Now, the example I love the most, because I think it epitomizes the frustration we feel with this kind of thing, is the example of Lisa Lionheart on an episode of The Simpsons, one of my absolute favorite episodes of The Simpsons. To sum it up, Lisa Simpson is tired of the negative gender stereotype of the Malibu Stacy doll, which is a blatant satire of Barbie, which talks and says things like, "I'm just a girl," and "math is so hard." Lisa decides to create her own female doll called Lisa Lionheart, which emits empowering phrases. Now, Lisa Lionheart goes on to get great publicity and provide stiff competition for Malibu Stacy. And in the face of this competition, the makers of the Malibu Stacy doll decide that the solution to the problem is to merely come out with a new Malibu Stacy doll that has a new hat. Yep. And all the kids who were in line to buy the new Lisa Lionheart doll changed their minds and got the new Malibu Stacy doll because Malibu Stacy had a new hat. Yep. And you know the sad reality? This is truth, my friends. The hard way is to do things the right way in your business, no matter what, because you will encounter adversity that will test how much you believe in what you're doing and why you believe it, much less how why you do it. I don't mean to get too existentialist on you here, but this quite simply drives the decisions we all make in our respective businesses. And it gets to the core of why we're really doing what we're doing beyond money. At the end of the day, Google and all the search engines are trying to figure out a way to deliver accurate results with the information the general public gives them. And this is, I'm referring to the reviews here. Unfortunately, this means there's a lot of crap to navigate through. Take some time to think about your reviews and how you handle them, and don't blame the search engines. It's not their fault that Yelp or Google or TripAdvisor or any other review forum allows reviews by obviously hysterical people. I include Google in there. Maybe I shouldn't, because they are a search engine and they have the reviews there. They should know better, but nobody's perfect. So I'm going to give them a little hall pass on this. I don't know if I should, but I'm going to. Yeah, I'm sorry. If you can't cool your engines enough to leave a review that is honest and fair without being hysterical or gratuitously insulting, you shouldn't be allowed to leave reviews online. Unfortunately, this is not reality. If you get any reviews like this online, I challenge you. What are you doing about it? Are you being argumentative and or defensive? Or are you trying to be diplomatic and take the high road? What most businesses don't understand is that most of your target market is pretty rational, and they will see the hysterical reviews for what they really are. What those people are looking for, what your ideal clients, ideal customers are looking for, is how you handle those sorts of things. Talk about a great trust builder. They can see that this person reviewing your business is hysterical and pretty much unreasonable. But what are you doing about it? Are you being equally hysterical and unreasonable? Are you being snotty about it? Or are you taking the high road and earning new business as a result of a bad review? You can do it. It happens every day, but you have to be willing to take that step. Now, coming up next, as promised, we're going to talk about YouTube and the import from Google Plus feature that has some people just up in arms. Once again, let's all take a chill pill. We'll be back after this commercial message and talk about that.
Chicks dig dudes with algorithmic integrity, and dudes dig chicks with social semantics, if you get my drift. Can you feel the cyber love? We'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
If you have a question you want answered on a future podcast, visit MindDND.com/podcast and click on the Podcast Questions Ask Now button. We love your questions. Keep them coming.
Welcome back to the Mind Your Business podcast. We're going to talk about YouTube, as promised, and this little import from Google Plus feature that has some people all up in arms. People, you can look online and you see all over, you know, is Google Plus dead? People have been asking that question for months. Is Google Plus dead? Is Google Plus dying? Is this another indication that Google Plus is dying? Because now YouTube is asking us to import our videos from Google Plus. Let's think about this logically here, people. Google owns YouTube. So think of it from their standpoint. You've got Google Places, you've got Google Plus. Now, Google Places, for a long time, I mean, ever since I've been using Google Places, which is, I don't want to talk about how many of that years that's been, but it's been a long time. you've been able to put the URLs of your YouTube videos in there and have them show up in your Google Places listing. When people are looking for you and they find you, they can see those videos and they're hosted on YouTube. This is a move, in my opinion, where Google is basically saying, you know, we've got our platform, our social media platform, but we've also got YouTube. Why should we be hosting videos on two different platforms? Here, we're going to take our YouTube platform and make it easy for you to import your videos from Google Plus, because we really don't want you to be hosting videos on Google Plus. No offense, but it's inefficient. Why should we have you hosting videos in two different places? Host them on YouTube and use them wherever you want. You can embed them. You can link to them however you want to do it. And at the end of the day, that's really all you need to be concerned with here. It's all about hosting your videos on YouTube. And it's all about Google funneling everybody into YouTube to host their videos, because Google owns both platforms. What is Google Plus morphing into? Nobody knows. There's a lot of speculation online. I don't really get into speculation. I certainly don't get into granular speculation, because you can speculate to the point where it is a complete and total waste of time. We all wonder where this is going. None of us really knows where it's going. And my bet would be that Google doesn't entirely know where it's going, because I think a lot of what they're doing is based on the reaction they get from users and how they see people using their product. And it all seems to be going towards stuff that's business focused. You know, Google Plus, if you're using it, you've gotten the notifications about Google My Business, and you've seen how Google Maps, Google Places, and Google Plus are morphing into Google My Business. You know, here at Mind, we've been talking about that for years. It is not a surprise at all. We've seen this coming, and this is another part of the evolution of it. However, you never know exactly what those parts are going to look like. And when different pieces of the evolution happen, they raise more questions. Is Google Plus dying? Will it be called Google Plus in the future? Probably not. They're probably going to figure out something else, or they'll dissolve it completely. They'll dissolve the name completely, but only because the Google Plus concept has morphed into something else. I really believe it's going to be more business oriented. You look how Google has really messed with the authorship and really ticked a lot of people off with taking the pictures off and some of the other experimentation they've done. It's pretty obvious that this is all geared towards monetization and business. So don't get too up in arms about this YouTube thing. Take advantage of it. Have a YouTube account. Store your videos there. It's a great platform for storing your videos. We have clients that use Vimeo as well. But at the end of the day, from an SEO standpoint, Google owns YouTube. So YouTube kind of wins out there. But don't get too up in arms about the fact that they're giving you that import feature now. One, yes, it is a nice convenience, but two, it's not just all about convenience. It's all about them trying to operate efficiently as a business. So take it in stride. If you're wondering what's going on with those notifications, import your videos to YouTube. Make sure your YouTube account is connected properly. That's a key word, properly, to your website, so that you can get all the benefits from it. Because the truth of the matter is, Google is the number one search engine, and they own YouTube, which is arguably the number two search engine. Why wouldn't you want to be using YouTube, and why wouldn't you want to have it connected properly so that you can get the most benefit from it? Thank you for tuning in to this week's Mind Your Business podcast. I hope you got a lot from it, and what you give is what you get. If you have questions that we've not covered on here, please give us those questions so you can get the answers that you want, because we'll be glad to give them to you. That's why this podcast's here. We're here to help you. Thank you again for listening, and we look forward to your feedback and your questions. I'll talk to you again next week.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.